Our next step here is to further break down our problem and simplify it as much as we can. Now, the fact that we tilted our axis so that the motion is happening along our x-axis will actually help us simplify our final equation. So our book is sliding down the inclined plane along the x-axis right now, which means that there's no movement whatsoever in the y direction or along the y-axis. This means that the forces that are acting on the y-axis must equal zero. There's no net force acting in the y direction. So whatever our normal force is going to be counteracted by the y component of the force of gravity. Another way of saying this is that the net force acting on our object is only going to be contributed to by factors acting in the x-axis direction. So our net force is going to equal the net of the forces in the x direction.